Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we're at the words Tanan Hasam on the fourth line of the page. So the Mishnah, the Gemara had just gotten through explaining that when it comes to grain and when it comes to olives, we determine what year it is as far as Maestros based on when it grew one third of its growth. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, what about beans? When do we determine, how do we determine what year it is when it comes to beans? Tanan Hasam, Ha'orez va'dochen va'progin va'ashumshmin she'shrishu l'fnei Rosh Hashanah misashon l'sha'avar. If orez, dochen, progin, and shumshmin, these different types of things that grow on the ground, rice and millet and all these other things, sesame or whatever, if they take root before Rosh Hashanah, they count as the previous year's produce, and therefore mutar b'shvius. If they took root during the sixth year, they're mutar to do whatever you would want to do with them during the Shemitah year. They don't count as Shemitah produce. They don't have kedusha shvius at all. V'imlav, but if they didn't take root before Rosh Hashanah, asurim b'shvius, then they count as this year's produce, and if this year's a Shemitah year, they have full Kedusha Shvius umesasun l'shana haba, and they would count for this year in terms of Maestros if it were not a Shemitah year. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said that when it comes to a tree, basar chanata, we look at when the fruit started to bud. Tavua v'zesim basar shlish. When it comes to grain and when it comes to olives, we look at when it got to one third of its growth. Yerek basar likita. When it comes to a vegetable, we look at when it was actually picked from the ground. Hani kemancha vin rabbanan. But these types of kitnios, orez, docha, and all these different things, what are the rabbanan equated with? It's not exactly like a yerek, which it goes with lakita. It's not. It doesn't seem to be to go with lakita like a yerek, nor like zesim and tavua that goes with a third of the growth. So hadar amar rabba. So rabba then explained the reason the chum said that we should look at ashrasha is mitoch sha'asuyin prachin prachin. Since you don't pick out everything all at one time from the field, you pick little by little, and then it all goes into one big silo. It turns out that that you have old and new all mixed together in the silo at the same time. So if you would go basar l'kita, it would be a mess. You'd have things from this year and last year and everything. So azir rabbanan basar ashrasha. That's why, since when it grows, it all takes root at the same time, the rabbanan decided that the best thing to do is follow the hashrasha. And the rabbanan have that leeway because we're talking about something that's only chayiv and shumas ma'isos means rabbanan anyway. Amalei abaye, abaye says, but wait. V'yitzbor garnel l'tocho, why don't you gather the silo in the middle of the field and mix it all really well? V'nimtza tarim min achadash shvah l'chadash shvah min yashash shvah l'yashvah. Meaning, if you take all these little kernels of rice, so you take all these little beans, and you mix together the pile really, really well, it's true that you'll have a mixture of old and new, but when you're taking maestros, you'll also be taking maestros from a mixture of old and new. So the old that you're taking will be maestros for the old, and the new that you're taking will be maestros for the new. So Sigma Milotanya, and the raya that you can do this is because we have a brisa that says Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur Amar, Mishum Rabbi Shumash Shazuri, Pola Mitzri, a certain type of bean, Shazaro Lezera, that you plant for planting purposes, Miktsasu Hishrush Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Miktsasu Hishrush L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, that partially took root before Rosh Hashanah and partly after. Ain tam remas mizel zeh. You can't take shumas and maestros from one and the other. Lufish ain tam remas from the menach chadash al yashal and menach yashal chadash. So Ketzad will say, what do you do if you can't take shumas and maestros on part of it, part of your fields from the other? Sover gornel letocho. You do exactly this etza. You pile it all up together. V'nimtza torim u'maser menach chadash shabo al chadash shabo menach yashal shabo al yashal shabo. And it turns out when you're taking shumas and maestros, it's going to be part chadash and part yashal. So we find that we rely on this method. So why did the Chum have to be misakin this new din of following Hashrasha, following the time that it takes root, if you could have just followed the Lakita, and yeah, you would have had a silo full of grain that's partially this year, partially last year, Maisa, but that's fine. If you mix it all together, when you take Shumas and Maisa, it'll be that way as well. So Amalei, Rabbi responds to Abaye, Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Kamrit. You're asking me a question based on what Rabbi Shimon Shizuri says? Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Savri Yesh Bila. Rabbanan Savri Ein Bila. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri holds that there's such a thing as Bila, that everything gets mixed together. The Rabbanan hold that we don't assume that it all gets mixed, that we don't rely on everything getting mixed together. So they disagree with Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. We paskin that if you have old beans and new beans together, you can mix them all together really, really well, and then you can take Shumas and Maestros at one time for all of it. So that will be our main point, that Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and we paskin that with very tiny things like beans from multiple years, you can mix them all together and take Maestros all at once. Mask of the Rabbi Zeru, Miyom Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really hold that we assume that things will get properly mixed together? Vamar Shmuel, Lakol Ein Bila, Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. Didn't Shmuel say that it's only by liquids that we assume things get evenly dispersed and properly mixed, and not by any solids, that it's only by wine and it's only by oil that we assume it will get properly mixed together, but certainly not by beans or rice or millet, that's a solid? Answers Gemara, Ishtamit te hada amr Shmuel hakol holich achar gemar pri. Rabbi Zeira had forgotten when he asked this question that Shmuel holds that when it comes to beans, we don't look at the Ashrasha at all. We look at the year that the fruit became ripened. And that's why Shmuel says that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, because even if it partially took root in the previous year and partially took root in this year, some of them took root in the previous year, some in this year, still it doesn't have a status of Chadash and Yashan. It's all considered Chadash because it all was only Nigmar, it all only had a Gemar Pri this year. So that's why he holds you're allowed to pile it all together. So it turns out that Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, that you could pile all your beans together in the field and take one big Shmuel Maestros, but not for the same reason that Rabbi Shimon Shizuri said. Is Rabbi Shimon Shizuri relies on Bila, that it all gets mixed together effectively, and therefore in your mafresh with Shmuel Maestros, you're really being mafresh produce from different years at the same time. Whereas Shmuel holds, no, you don't rely on Bila except for by liquids, but you're still allowed to pile it all together because it's all considered this year's produce since it all only fully ripened in this year's produce. So it turns out Shmuel says three things. First of all, Shmuel says we pass like Shmuel Shizuri. Second thing he said is that we do rely on Bila for Yayin and Shemen, but not for anything else. And third thing he holds is Hakol Halechacher Gemar Pri, that we always follow the Gemar Pri. I guess that could be a main point, those three statements of Shmuel. So the Gemara explains, why does Shmuel have to say all three of those dinim? Don't some of them automatically follow from the others? So we can get a little bit into Yudal Rav and Alf over here. Utsricha, Shmuel has to say all these three things. Diashmin Halach Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, if you only were to tell me that Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, I would have thought that's because he holds things actually get properly dispersed and mixed together. Kamash Bila. That's why he has to tell me that no, there's no Bila. There's only Bila by Yayin and Shemen. V'yashmin and lakolein Bila have a mina karabonet svile. And if you were to tell me things don't get mixed together, I would have thought that you can't do Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's Eitza of mixing it all together and taking Maestros at once. Kamash Malan, Halach Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. That's why he has to tell me that the Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. V'yashmin hani tarti. And if it were to tell me that Halach is like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri and ain't Bila, have mina kasha d'shmul d'shmul, I would have been stuck and said, wait, that's a stira, because if really the ain bila, then you can't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. So the solution to that stira is that really Shmuel holds Hakol Halechacher Gemar Pri, and that's why it's really all produce from 1 year. So why doesn't he just tell me that? If he only were to tell me that Hakol Halechacher Gemar Pri, so then Havamina Afilu Tavua V'Zeis Nami, I would have thought that when it comes to grain and olives, you also look at the Gemar Pri, and not at when it's 1/3 growth. So that's why he has to tell me that we pass on Reb Shimon Shizuri only on what he argues with the Rabbanan about, which is Orez and Dochen and Polamitzri. But by grain and peros, we don't follow the Gemar Pri. So, frankly, Gemar Vilashmina and Hani Tarti, why doesn't he just tell me that we follow Gemar Pri and the halachas like Rosh Hashanah, lakol in bila lamali. At that point, why do you need lakol in bila? Because you could derive that on your own from the fact that he says hakol alecha gmar pri. So and the halachas like Rosh Hashanah, so we know that it's not because yesh bila; it's because we go achar gmar pri. And since you have to give that reason, he's not relying on Rosh Hashanah's reasons of yesh bila. So you see that Shmuel holds ein bila. So why does he have to then spell it out and also tell us ein bila? So this is a very unusual conversation, getting in such details to why Shmuel has to tell us, why an Amora has to say every single sentence that he says. But anyway, Hakamashmulan Tiliyayin Vishemin Yesh Bila. The chiddush of that line is not that Shmuel holds Ein Bila, Ein Ochinami. That we would know anyway from the other two statements. The chiddush of that line is that Shmuel holds that we do rely on Bila when it comes to Yayin Vishem, and that when it comes to wine and oil, in such a case, we do rely on Bila. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up there, and Daf Yud Aleph, sort of the middle of the page already, next time.